She lies so still, I can hardly tell if she's here or gone. Why is it when it strikes so many, do I still stand? But for the morphine rasp of her breath. No, she shouts, no, and rattles in her tubes, her punctured hand searching blind for the sheet, to rub it, to rub it. She opens her eyes. It is claw thud. It is a baffled fall. The button, she croaks around the tube in her throat. I move too fast, hit the bed, knock it, jar the needle, pump the drug, pump it in. It's okay now, she whispers. It's okay. I don't think about it then. Don't listen to my shallow breaths. Let my heart speed up. Walk everywhere, stiffly and carefully, in my box. It is careless how we bear. But when it is over, when she smiles, sits up in bed, figures out how to dial the phone one-handed, that's when it shakes me. That's when I hear it. The words the doctors don't say. The unforgotten names of others who slipped out of their hands, wide-eyed and struggling, falling into weeds. I brace against the wall, try to smile back. It is one of the other days. The ones when she lies so still I can hardly tell if she's here or gone. I just want to forget it. When a nap on the couch seems all I can handle. When an unpaid bill feels more urgent than it is. Oh God, not the phone. I slap down my book. Rise only because I can't bear to think I'll miss it. The last words, hold me up, make me whole. Words she never says at all. Is it a good time to call? How are you today? Her voice, it's light.